This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson Program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. To cancel our remote down there, Comerica Park. I know we had the promo running this morning, but they pulled the plug for a variety of reasons. So here we sit in studio, which is fine. Nobody cares. Hey, we got a hell of a baseball team here, and there's nothing like answering a losing streak with a winning streak. And they're back in their winning ways. Last night, taking care of the San Francisco Giants. You okay? What's wrong over there? You look like you're rattled.
Yeah, these going. Headphones are a problem here. The volume is messed up on this, I think.
So. Is it? Yeah. You're gonna have some struggles today.
Hopefully not.
Do we need to call an engineer?
Might have to call an engineer. Although maybe it's okay now.
Maybe it's settled down. All right. Good.
If you see me jump, it's because the volume all of a sudden shot straight up.
Well, nobody wants that. How are you?
Okay now. All right. Yeah, I look. Like everybody else watching games last night, it was great. You know, you get the Tigers and Jack Flaherty was pitching brilliantly. Chase Lee comes in, does his job for two innings. And there was the comment last night, I don't know if it was Andy Dirks or if it was Benetti, that made the comment of, you know, he just saves the bullpen again. You know, you don't, by him going out there and giving two innings, it stops this other process from happening, get somebody else up there and in the game. And it works out. And then they close it out with Will Vest. It's just a fun team to watch, man. The game was, what, not even 2 hours? Just crazy how quickly the thing goes last night. And Wenzel Perez with the home run. All the Tigers are great last night. And then I'm catching the end of the other games, too, going on with hockey and basketball in the playoffs. And, you know, basketball is what it is. We talked about it yesterday. Teams coming back, and, the Pacers got off to a pretty decent lead. And then Knicks catch right back up, but then the Pacers just keep them at bay the rest of the game, and you see a flawless game really turned in by Halliburton, and that, I mean, you just got to take your hat off and say, what a game. A triple-double, but a triple-double that includes 15 assists and zero turnovers from your point guard? That's unheard of.
Well, it must have been his dad's presence who was back in the
right,
game.
Right, yeah.
That was allowed back in the building.
Thanks, Pop.
Yep. But
and
obviously,
then, of course, the hockey was finishing up last night, too, with Edmonton able to take down Dallas. And now Dallas needs to stave off elimination.
So probably the best news last night was Flaherty.
I mean,
you know, you can't the stretch of games he had there. We got a call. Somebody was really worried about him. I said, I'm not worried about him yet. And now it's, you know, two pretty good starts and a really good start to pull out of it, which is great to see. I mean, look, the thing about baseball that's so hard is that every game is filled with little mini dramas, great moments. But when it comes to analysis of who you are, you have to do it in chunks. You have to look at like 10 game stretches, 2 week stretches. You don't, you know, every game doesn't require a full analysis of where the team is. it's kind of every 2 weeks or every whatever chunk of time you feel is appropriate. And so, you know, one game doesn't make somebody an all-star. One start doesn't make somebody an all-star. It's all about stacking them. You just got to stack them. And it's amazing. Like the 3-game losing streak was one of those, okay, you know, are they going to respond? When you lose 2 in a row, you want to respond. They've had 2 3-game losing streaks this year and 2 2-game losing streaks. And that's it. Everything else has been a loss sprinkled in here and there. They've been really, really consistent. You heard AJ Hinch at the end of the morning show, and we'll revisit it, the resiliency of this group. Like, they're really, really good at bouncing back.
Yeah, and this is a really good team they're playing. And the Giants were 31-22 coming into the game. That's really good. And the Tigers just say, okay, well, we're back on track here. And now the Tigers, after, you know, losing the 3 games, have won 3 in a row, and they're back to being 16 games above 500, 36-20. It's remarkable how resilient the team is. Mm-hmm. How everyone has that attitude. Everyone plays the role. You know, you find out before the game, Matt Vierling's gone back on the IL with shoulder soreness. You're like, oh, crap. Well, Wenzel Perez is ready to come back up. All right. You know, and Perez can play anywhere in the outfield. And, okay, let's see. He's a switch hitter. Let's see what he can do. First at bat, boom, home run.
Like, I mean, so that was a weird, like, it's 92-mile-an-hour sinker, 91-mile-an-hour sinker. It's 200, and he throws another sinker. Like, Perez, he put one in the zone, and he launched it. And, I'm not a pitching coach. I don't know the first thing about it. But, you talk about first thing back, you see the same pitch 3 times in a row, and the first one in the strike zone, you tattoo it and knock it out. I mean, great. Not everything's gone right. Part of it not going right is that was his first at-bat of the year, and it's almost June.
Right, but guys that have gotten that opportunity, they come in, and they've made the most of it. Like, remember Akil Badu, I think he came in as a pinch hit. His first game didn't do much, but the next game, he delivered. Tomas Nito was the backup catcher when Jake Rogers was out. And Tomas Nito hit like 340 with this team, in the part-time role. Matt Vierling comes up, strings a couple of base hits in his first couple games back, and they were impactful, and unfortunately goes back in the IL. But hey, here's Wenzel Perez, the home run. Anybody that comes up seems to have an answer for what AJ Hinch is asking.
Yeah. And, he talked about that this morning, which was awesome. 248-539-9797. John in Livonia, you're on 97. Won a ticket. Hi, John.
Josh and Anderson, how we doing?
We're good, John. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. Hey, yesterday I went to my first game of the season, and man, I think this year is our year. I was like, they had Logan Webb on the bump, who's been nasty this year, and we were just, it was like it was T-ball out there, really. Like, I was so impressed by how good we are right now.
I don't know if it was T-ball. I mean, they think Tigers had, 7 hits in the game, but it was good enough to get it done.
Well, they jumped on him early, which was great.
Yeah, they threw 50 pitches in the first 2 innings.
Yeah, and that really helped. Early in the game, you know, scratching out 3 runs was the first 3 innings, right? 1, 2, yeah, it was the first 3 innings, and that was enough. Yeah, he's been really good, and they're really good.
Yeah, I caught a toss-up from Isaac Green. My first ball ever, you know, I'm 19, my first ball ever from a major league game. And I was forced to give it to some punk-ass kid, and I was low-key annoyed about it, but it's all right.
You're never forced to do anything, John. You want that ball, you keep that ball.
You can keep it. You probably did the right thing. I got shamed into it like that once. I was like 20. The funny thing, I think it was 20, 21 around there. Same thing, it was a puck at a hockey game. Gave it to a kid. After kind of... my friend's going, you're going to give it to the kid, right? And I'm like, no.
Which is more exciting, the puck or the baseball?
Probably now the puck, because they both have nets. I don't know. I guess it depends how you get it. Like, catching a home run ball is way better than catching a foul ball, right?
Yeah.
You can't catch a goal puck. So I would say home run baseball is probably.
I think baseball still gets it. I was like, when I was young, one of my friends lived down the street, played hockey. There weren't many kids that were playing hockey in my neighborhood, but my friend Terry, who lived down the street, did. And so I used to go to a couple of his games. His parents would take me out to the game, and his brother and sister would say, well, go behind the net, because we would just kind of stand. We'll stand by the boards. There weren't any seats there, but pucks go up in the air all the time. We can get them. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up like getting like three or four pucks, and it maybe took the specialness out of it for me right away as a young kid.
You're just like, yeah, you got a puck if you want one.
But baseball's different.
Yes, it is.
I feel like you earn it, even though the scavengers are going to come after you.
Gator, I have a very important announcement. We have a giveaway today.
Really?
With a Carson Anderson quiz question today at 12:25. The Detroit Sports Spectacular is coming to the Suburban Collection Showplace on Friday and Saturday, I believe it is. Spectacular sports lineup includes Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff, Calvin Johnson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Miguel Cabrera, and many more.
Wow.
For ticket information, go to DetroitSportsSpectacular.com. However, we are going to give away four tickets to the person with the correct answer to a Carson Anderson quiz question today at 12:25. This is usually, we make the question easy-ish. It's something said on the air will be the answer to the question. Like, for instance, a question would be, what did Gator have some technical difficulties with to start the show? The correct answer would be his headphones.
That's correct.
A question might be, caller John had to do something and he wasn't happy about it. I don't remember his exact wording, but he wasn't happy about it.
He had to surrender the ball to a punk-ass kid, something like that.
Why was he unhappy? Because he had to surrender the ball to some punk-ass kid, as Gator said. Anyway, those are examples of Carson Anderson quiz questions. We'll ask it today at 12:45. If you're the first one with the correct answer, you get the four-pack of tickets to the Sports Spectacular Suburban Collection Showplace coming up this weekend. So make sure you listen between now and then. Leading into afternoon Tiger baseball, here on 97.1, The Ticket.
Well, we're getting there. The warm weather is definitely on the way, which means you want to make sure that your air conditioning is going to run cold this summer. If you got a pool in the backyard, you want to make sure that's going to run warm because, hey, nothing better than just sitting in a warm pool, man. It's awesome. But your house is the main concern, right? And with this weather change, if your AC isn't working, you got to call the people that know what they're doing. The great folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, they're there to the rescue. They're the guys that are in the red, white, and blue trucks. They know what they're doing. They're awesome. In fact, they're coming over to my house on Friday to check out my AC and my furnace, make sure that that's running the way it should. So give them a call, Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today, or you can schedule an appointment at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. That's Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Tigers win again after losing the first three to Cleveland. They've won their next three. Everyone's talking about them. Everyone's praising them. ESPN did a front page story on their MLB page today about this team, this Detroit team. Five most astounding stats behind the 100-game stretch when the Tigers have ruled MLB.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ruled.
This is all cool. It's all just talk. What we're after, of course, is a World Series. Only one team wins the World Series. The Tigers faced the World Series favorites open the season, and they got swept. It would be a great problem to have to see how they matched up against the Dodgers again. Over the last 100 games, the Tigers are 67-33, a .670 winning percentage. The Dodgers are 64-36, a .640 winning percentage. The Mets are 62-38, a .620 winning percentage. And the Phillies are 61-38, a .616 winning percentage. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know why I read all those to you. Here's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was overkill. The point is, all of this with a young team that the parts just mesh together well. And I think that's hard to kind of get used to from a standpoint of what to expect, because you expect to be leading the way a cast of superstars. We don't have a cast of superstars. We have a superstar pitcher.
Without question.
And we've got a Riley Green. He's a star. He's a star for sure. But Riley Green isn't Shohei Ohtani. He's not. Judge. Yeah. No.
He's not Alex Bregman.
And you got other names that are just bigger names. Like people would, even if Juan Soto was struggling, people are like, oh, they got Juan Soto in the offseason, right, or they got Mike Trout in the offseason, whatever. I mean, there's a massive names in the sport, and we got Skubal, okay? And Skubal's worthy of that. But you expect the team that's been the best in Major League Baseball over the last 100 games to be littered with big names, and it's not. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It just, it's a credit to AJ Hinch, and it's a credit to the guys on this roster. What's my role? Lean into said role, excel at the role, and then go sit the bench and wait for my role to pop up again. And it's working. It's working over a long stretch of time. And yeah, they might have to make a big move to strengthen the resume to try and make a run at a World Series. But hey, man, this has been certainly fun to watch.
Do you know which position player leads the Tigers in WAR?
Is it Javi Baez?
It's not Javi Baez.
Is it Gleyber Torres?
It is not Gleyber Torres.
Is it every day? Well, I guess what every day, whatever that means anymore. Is it Spencer Torkelson?
It is not Spencer Torkelson. Good guesses.
Yeah. Am I going to feel dumb?
No, I don't think you're going to feel dumb. I think you're going to feel surprised. Just so everybody knows, it's not Riley Green either. Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Javi Baez, all have a 1.4, along with Dylan Dingler, a 1.4 WAR at this point.
Yep.
But they trail Zach McKinstry with a 1.6.
Yep.
That, I mean, but that kind of epitomizes what's going on with the Tigers.
Yep.
You got Zach McKinstry. He's a jack of all trades. Throw him wherever he can in the field, and he's just getting the job done. Got off to a hot start, cooled off a little bit, but he's still hitting .269 in the season. His OPS is .771, but his versatility is what shoots that number up.
So I mentioned the ESPN story, the five outs astounding facts.
And that wasn't one of them?
No, that wasn't. Tarek Skubal is 10-2 with a 2.22 ERA, 149 strikeouts, and just 14 walks. The AL Cy Young Award winner dominated down the stretch in 2024 and has apparently raised his game to a higher level this season. Skubal boasts a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 92-7, or 13.14 strikeouts for every walk, which would be the best ever for a qualified pitcher. The best ever. And not by a small margin. Number three all-time, Brett Sabre, 11.0. Phil Hughes is 11.63. Skubal's 13.14. They have a major league leading 2.7.
Sorry, what was the first part of that stat? It's not just this year. It goes back to last year.
The 100 games. It's over the 100 games. Yep. Major league leading 2.78 bullpen ERA, which is fantastic. A 726 OPS that ranks top 10 in the majors. Why do they call this astounding? Maybe just because of who the players are?
I think it's because where they were prior to the 100 games. You go back to, I mean, last year as a whole, this team with their OPS last season
was
685.
Yeah, it says from the start of 2024 through August 10th, which is when they turned it around, they had a 674 OPS, 27th in the majors. Now they're at 100 games, 726, top 10 in the majors.
That's over the last 100 games. This season alone, they're even better than that. They're 736 this season.
Yep, which is 8th in the majors. Javi Baez's slash line is the number four astounding stat. 280 batting average, 315 on base, 459 slugging.
774 OPS, which is, it's come down significantly.
Yep. And then this, Casey Mize and Jackson Jobert combined 10-2 with a 323 ERA this year.
That's huge.
Yep. Five astounding stats. That at the end, the conclusion is the bottom line for the Tigers overall, they're clearly for real. With improved offensive depth, the dominant number one starter, and the top manager who knows how to use his roster. Detroit also has a strong farm system, number three on ESPN's preseason ranking, that will allow it to be one of the teams most likely to add significant help at the trade deadline. So there you go. We're going to stop doing this eventually, but it's a lot of fun right now because it feels like every day, every other day, somebody else nationally is writing about how great our baseball team is. And I'm here for it, Scott.
Yeah, I like to hear it because we just soak it all in. They deserve it. And when you get to the trade deadline talk, I don't want to think about it now because I have a sneaking suspicion that when we get closer and closer to it, we're going to have some uncomfortable discussions.
In terms of
making this team better for the playoff push in the second half of the season that will include one of two things, either moving on from prospects that they have that you want to see, or moving on from players on this roster, and it's going to get back into the don't fall in love with your own players kind of mentality. But at the same time, this team is playing so well, how can you not?
Well, if you look at their offseason additions, which were not met with fanfare, they weren't. They just weren't.
Nobody went out and said, oh my God, they just got Tommy Kahnle.
Yeah.
Now they just got Gleyber Torres.
We did get baseball guys. Some baseball guys responded positively to those moves, but it was met with little fanfare.
I think on this show, we thought it was an improvement to the team, but yeah, it wasn't like making a big splash and getting Bregman.
No. And it's funny, you look at like the last couple of years, and you know, I like the Kenta Maeda signing better than Jack Flaherty. Sorry. but I did like Gleyber Torres. I thought Gleyber Torres was a really, really good signing. I mean, and so at the trade deadline, we probably shouldn't expect like a marquee move, but I'm starting to think we should expect a smart move. And that's the question. Like, do you trust Scott Harris already? Like, you know, there's a lot of trust for Brad Holmes right now Scott Harris, this is a big point in the early part of his career, is what is the move that gives him gas? And if you go off this last season's acquisitions, he did a nice job with kind of second-tier moves in the eyes of, you know, the much ballyhooed Juan Soto deal, right? A second-tier move, but they've helped him. And I think it's probably what we're going to get at the trade deadline, is one of those kind of moves. 248-539-9797. All right, coming up here on Carson Anderson. Speaking of trades, some suggested Piston deals. One very interesting that I want to get to with you, Scott. That at 10:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the ticket.
Anybody see that?
I did not see it.
I was putting my headphones on and they snap back at me and hit me in the face. Dislodge my glasses.
Yeah.
Now my glasses probably need adjusting.
You're going to be okay?
I'll be okay. Just, this is a day. This is quite a start.
Yeah.
See what happens when we have to cancel a remote?
You're not prepared.
It's karma.
Somebody, the people on Twitch pointed out they're going to have to cancel the marching band, the long crew.
Right, right.
They're going to have to reschedule the helicopter land, the emergency vehicles will need to be, because every time we're down there doing a remote, it feels like invariably some loud machinery is being used. The construction won't start.
Right. Where's the jackhammer at?
Yeah, yeah. So, hey man, boy, did we fool them.
Yeah.
Regarding the Tigers, feedback. The lack of glitz and a dominant feel that comes from this team makes me at least interested in what National Baseball people think about the legitimacy and sustainability of this Tiger team. I still feel like I need reassurance. Is it just me? No, because not a lot of teams do it this way, right? You know, the Dodgers went out and have a $400 million payroll. Now, I do feel like there's a reasonable size of the population in Metro Detroit that really wants to see a financial commitment, more of a financial commitment from ownership. I think it's safe to say that people would like to see more money put into the roster and probably specifically would like to lock up Skubal, which has really nothing to do with success or failure this season. It's kind of a long-term commitment. But I think there's still some skepticism about that commitment. That's why this trade deadline is going to be fascinating, because Tigers have everything you want to be a buyer. They got the motivation because of where they are in the standings. There feels like their uncertainties aren't great, but you know there's some questions about some sustainability of some of what's going on here, which will probably be vetted out by the time we get to the trade deadline. Because, I mean, if Torque Baez, the bullpen, if all these guys, Jackson Jobe looks like he's going to continue what he's doing, et cetera, Mize is healthy, like all this stuff that sort of lingers as long-term questions, by the time we get to the trade deadline, I mean, if they're still all doing it, we're probably in pretty good shape to think it's going to continue, right?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
We get to that point. If this team's still playing the way they're playing, you know, there's going to be uncomfortable discussions.
Yep.
Because why rock the boat, right? Well, you rock the boat because you can put yourself over the top. That's what you try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have yet to see some players debut on this team this season. Parker Meadows had 3 hits last night. I think he had a double and triple. He could be coming back soon, really soon. We don't know about Alex Cobb. I haven't heard much about Alex Cobb and what his status is with this team. And that was a guy who's supposed to be part of the rotation come May, but he still hasn't pitched with the Tigers. But you know, these are the moves that end up being those types of moves by the deadline. I suspect that's not the case. I suspect the Tigers will be active at the trade deadline in finding at least bullpen arms, but they may be in the mood to go ahead and make a big splash.
Tigers currently are getting some of the best bang for their buck in Major League Baseball. Their payroll is currently $155 million, closer to $156. It's 19th in baseball. Here's an important number, though. They are $85.2 million below the luxury tax threshold. Like the Dodgers, for instance, are $163 million over it, which means their $404 million payroll is costing them $558 million, which is significantly more than what the Tigers.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but you.
And this is the problem with baseball. One of the problems with baseball.
Is that the tax?
Is that you've got a team like the Dodgers that now basically they don't care about having to pay $550 million.
Right.
Because they can afford it. And then you've got teams like, you know, Pittsburgh or Tampa or Milwaukee or whatever that can't can't afford to spend or just refuse to. Either you need to get a basement level and force those teams to spend more, or you got to have more of a serious cap, which baseball is not going to do.
Here's what's crazy, though, as we talk about the payroll, and I mentioned bang for your buck. When you give guys raises or go acquire big money players, so much is expected that it can lead. If somebody isn't living up to that, like we saw with Baez, it creates ill will, right? There's really none of that going on right now. They're doing one of the best things you can do, which is overperforming. Like, everybody's overperforming for what they're getting paid. And that leads to less calling and bitching. Yeah, but so-and-so sucks. Yeah, but I'm sick of this guy. Yeah, but this guy's got to go, right?
We don't have as many of the Yabbits.
We don't have a lot of Yabbits.
And the number one reason why you don't have many Yabbits this year is because Javi Baez has been fantastic for this team.
Yeah.
In the field, first of all, he's been amazing as a center fielder for this team. Nobody saw that coming. And good for him that he has hit as well, that his OPS is significantly higher than what it's ever been as a Tiger. So that's good for him. But that's the number one Yabbit the Tigers have.
Yeah.
That the fans would have. And it's taken away because he's performed. And yeah, to your point, everywhere else, how do you complain about a team that's 16 games above 500?
You don't. You don't. And it's way more fun to have this kind of team to talk about. Look, I said we get to some Piston stuff. I'm going to push it back a little bit, just some trade talk there, because we got a lot of feedback coming in right now on the Tigers. From an unnamed texter, the Tigers will do nothing or very little at the deadline. I can hear Scott Harris now, quote, "We don't want to change the chemistry of this team." So if they do nothing at the trade deadline, that would imply to me that all that is working now is still working at the end of July. That's the only way that's justifiable. In fact, in some ways, will it get better? Will Parker Meadows come back and be the Parker Meadows that we saw at the end of last year? I really would think that otherwise a trade would be something that they really would strongly consider. I don't know. Do you not believe? I wonder what drives that belief. In the past, they haven't added, but in the past, they haven't had a first place team with the best record in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, in the past, they've been in the position of sell, sell, sell.
Yeah.
So, and it's been a while since they were in a position of add, but when they were good, they did add.
Yeah.
They'd go out and they got David Price, for crying out loud. I mean, they went out and they tried to get other players that would help with Aubrey Huff and Jared Washburn the 1 year, and neither was worth a damn with the Tigers. But boy, when they traded for him, yeah, I think the guy was leading the league in RBI at the time, and you know, a pitcher was on a heater, but it didn't work out. They've tried. Now is an opportunity we haven't seen in a long while, where they're in a position of strength and they could add to this team because they've built up the minor league system and because they have major league ready players for other teams to give in addition to prospects.
Next text. From an unnamed texter, question, guys, if we have the best team and the best over the last 100 games, why does a trade at the trade deadline matter? How about staying put and continuing to develop the farm system? I mean, if there's no trade that significantly improves your team, because here's the deal. With the new format, the sellers are fewer and they're asking more because supply and demand. There are more teams that are wanting to make moves. And so prices go up when you make that trade. This is the first time that we as a baseball city have been in a position to buy under this playoff format. And it feels like costs go up. Like, you know, Flaherty for Tyron Lorenzo and Trey Sweeney feels like a really good deal right now. At the time, it didn't.
No, at the time, you didn't know what you were getting. And then things played out like, well, Sweeney actually plays a pretty good shortstop. We'll see if he can hit or whatever, hit well enough. And then Lorenzo just hit the ground running in the minors, carried it over into the fall. And now he's struggled a little bit at AA this year, but he's starting to pick it up a little bit over the last week or so. But in addition, you got Flaherty back.
Yeah.
So it's amazingly brilliant.
I think the hesitation from the fan base, Doug, about spending is, with this regime, they haven't done it yet. And that may be because of circumstance or whatever it is, but just the fact of the matter is they haven't made that big signing or move. I mean, Skubal hasn't been extended, right? They didn't get Bregman. You know, they didn't. It hadn't come true yet. That's why I think fans are hesitant until it actually does happen, is my guess.
Yeah, and the thing about it is they've not been in this situation, right?
Yeah, the opportunity, you know, is part of that, of course.
And so now it makes a lot more sense, I would suspect, that they would go out and add. But yeah, I get it. It hasn't happened yet, but, you know, it's more understandable why it hasn't happened yet. I guess we'll find out in due time, right?
Yeah, but I mean, to that crowd that like, well, we haven't seen it. I mean, but that crowd, some of the ammunition is taken away because they made all the signings they did last offseason. And in addition, they tried to get Bregman after all those signings were done. They thought they had a deal with Bregman done. So some of that ammunition is taken away because they were willing to shell out over $170 million for a player.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. I don't really do a lot of same game parlays, but I would do this if I haven't joined FanDuel. I would try to get that $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. And then you take that first $5 bet and you go ahead and you bet a money line on a heavy favorite. They're likely to win. You won't get a big return on your $5, but you get the $200 in bonus bets. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued. As non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Anderson quiz question coming up. That is at 12:24. We got that the four-pack of tickets to the Detroit Sports Spectacular, the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. Kang, are you going to be out there? So you're a big collector guy.
Yeah, I'm a huge collector guy. And yes, I'll be there Saturday walking around the floor. And you see me, come say hi.
Yeah, you've got your Kang Collects podcast. Anything to promote this week on the Kang Collects podcast?
Well, we did do 2 episodes ago previewing this show. So if you want to listen to that, you'll see, you'll hear like all the athletes that are coming in to sign and things like that. There's a bunch of local ones, guys that don't sign a lot, like Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Aiden Hutchinson, J.J. McCarthy is going to be back in town. Then there's national guys. Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, is going to be here. Wow. Yeah, Michael Penix, quarterback for Falcons. So, yeah, randomly, I know, right?
Sure.
But there's going to be like just like that. So if you go on the website and you'll see all that.
You all see, and Cabrera is there too, right?
Yeah, Miggy's going to be there. That's a bunch of players. Yeah, St. Brown, yeah. There's a big list. Yeah. And can I think of another random quarterback that might be there? Dante Culpepper is going to be there.
Dante Culpepper?
Yes. Former Lion?
Yes.
Viking?
Yes. Well, more importantly, former Lion Gator.
Yeah, former Lion.
You just have to wonder, like, how many more opportunities will you have to get Dante Culpepper's signature?
Which is actually true. That's the reason why you go to these things. Like, if it's going to be local, you don't have to travel anywhere far. Chicago, right. New York, you know, whatever. And this is your chance.
No Teddy Bridgewater?
No, not yet. Yeah. Maybe Dave Craig. I'm not sure. I don't know what.
Journeyman Lion quarterbacks that are going to show up.
Mike McMahon's going to be doing curls in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Mike McMahon.
Didn't the Lions have, who's the quarterback? He played at Indiana, but played in the league for, like, this is like late 90s. Played in the league for a while.
Tim Clifford.
No, played with, he was the quarterback with the Rams before Kurt Warner.
Green?
Yeah. Was it Green?
Trent Green?
Was Trent Green a Lion for like a minute? Or am I dreaming of that?
I think you're dreaming. Was Trent Green ever a Lion? I do not remember Trent Green being a Lion.
Me neither.
I don't know. Well, let's
in
let's
Gator's
look
wildest
it up.
Dreams.
This is why we made
guess,
up.
I'm going to guess he wasn't.
When they were thinking about to create, why are we creating the internet? These were the reasons why. He played for the Lions, the BC Lions of the Canadian Football League back in 1994.
Was he in training camp 1 year?
that does not appear to be the case. So, I don't know where you got this. You dreamt it, Gator.
I did.
I think you might have dreamt it. It's not on his Wikipedia page, unless I've missed it somehow. So, anyway. All right. I wanted to bring this up because I found this very interesting. Gator, I was looking at your show sheet before the show.
I'm glad you did.
Yes. I do not have access to the article, but I'm going to read this as written.
Great.
Omari Sankofa proposed three trades in the Freep today with the Pistons and Celtics.
Great. What did I misspell? What name did I transpose? What did I screw up?
According to you.
Here we go.
Proposed trade is straight up for the pick at
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
37, the Pistons acquire Rip from Yellowstone, Cole Hauser. Gator wants a trade for Rip from Yellowstone.
Who doesn't?
And I'm like, Ken, come look at this. He wants a trade for Cole Hauser.
Wait, hold on. Let me check my email.
Gator, why can't I do that? Why can't
Wednesday.
I mean, Cole, Sam, what's the difference?
Oh, wow. Do you have, is Kevin Costner in this deal as, a,
yeah,
as
what
well?
Yeah, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing
I
to
may
give
have
up?
Been finishing up the marathon last night. They're in season 5. I get to see the episode, one of the last couple episodes. It was a good Rip episode. I'm sorry I wrote Cole instead of Sam.
What would you give up for Beth?
Oh, what wouldn't he? What wouldn't he?
I mean,
future
all
first.
That I have. All that I have.
Future first, future considerations in cash. Gator will move for Beth.
Well, do you think if they acquired Rip that would secure things?
That Beth would come with?
Well, I'm sure Beth comes with, but if the Pistons had Rip,
dude,
game over. Pistons win the championship.
You pair Rip with Beef Stew and Jalen Duren?
Look, next thing
a physical team.
You're going to hear about Halliburton having an encounter with a rattlesnake that did not go well for him, right?
Yeah.
These are things that happen.
Yeah.
What happened? Is he was going to the train station. We never saw him again.
I figure train station jokes are inappropriate. People didn't watch the show Train Station. You don't want to go to the train station.
Probably not.
It's a metaphor for.
I wrote Cole instead of Sam. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm more interested.
Thank you for jumping on my case.
I'm more interested.
I think you've done this more recently too, as well. In one of the other ones.
Yeah. What was the other one he did?
All right. Let's relax.
How do you know Yellowstone's on the mind? You start trying trading for their characters for your NBA team.
At least I was trading for the best. I'm just trying to win a championship, man. Yeah. By hook or by crook.
I'm trying to win.
Yeah.
Can you fit him under the salary cap?
Yes.
You can?
Rip doesn't care about money.
No, I think you're right. Rip's got all he needs.
A very modest salary working on the Yellowstone Ranch.
That's right.
Very modest.
You would have been closer saying Rip Hamilton at this point in your show.
So Sam Hauser was the first name brought up.
Oh, you don't say.
Sam Hauser has got 4 years and $45 million remaining on a contract, but shoots 42% from three-point land. 6'8 forward. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Have you had your fun? You want to get it all out. Get it all out. Let's go. Have at it.
Close your eyes, I think the text says. Imagine Cole Hauser as a Piston.
Want somebody to... Close your eyes. Think about this.
Yeah.
Imagine the inspiration you would give to someone like Jaden Ivey who's coming off a broken leg.
Sure.
I mean, here's Rip. He's been shot, for crying out loud. Shot, stabbed, whatever you got. He's keeps coming back.
Koi Boy One says, good trade, but his wife could be a locker room disruptor.
She might be.
Yeah.
Do not let her take the other players out for the night.
No. Player wives?
Yeah. Nope. Oh, good
Beth
God.
Should not be a part of any.
Beth should not be a part of any social group like that.
Any team functions.
Mm-mm. No.
We got to spice up the Lions wags, man. Come on.
Oh, no. The Pistons wags.
I don't know anymore what we're doing.
Let Beth handle the salary cap. That'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's brilliant with numbers.
Yeah.
And the business side.
Oh, she's a force on the business side.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Sam Hauser, you say.
Yeah. No. Well, not me. That's what Amari Sankofa says. It's just one of three options that he presented in the free press day, which I thought were pretty interesting.
Derek White for Stuart Ivey and a first-round pick swap. What was it's behind a paywall. The first, and I don't get the free press. The first-round pick swap.
It's a 2029 pick swap. So they would flop first-round picks in 2029.
Interesting.
So Derek White has 3 years and almost $100 million left on the contract.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. I wonder if Derek White's numbers are inflated because of Boston's style of play, and that's not what Detroit's style of play is. Like, his three-point shooting is way up. Why? Because he's shooting more three-pointers.
What's he shoot from three?
I think 38%.
Okay.
But he's also taking a career-high 9.1 three-point shot attempts per game.
Yeah.
Probably not doing that in Detroit.
Probably doesn't get that kind of volume. No.
Exactly. So I'm not sure if that works as much because you're not getting that same type of player. Mm-hmm. Had to fit a different role. Would he still fit here? That's a question you can debate. It's a lot to give up, and I think Sankofa said in the article, I want to go through this, is other teams would put forward competitive offers for White. For the Pistons, the chase probably wouldn't be worth it unless the front office is convinced White would make them a genuine contender or if the price is lower than anticipated. So
the other one's Drew Holiday and a first for Stewart, Sasser, and Fontecchio. I guess out of all these, my first look is I actually like... I like Kohlhauser, but probably the Sam Hauser trade, given the three-point shooting it would bring and the cost. I mean, I don't know that you'd get that kind of shooting for the pick at 37. You might, but I think I like that one the most.
Yeah, I might too, because again, you're not giving up much, and it's another sizable forward. I don't know how he is defensively, because if I'm going to get a sizable forward who can shoot, I want to be able to play defense too. And then the Pistons have their decisions to make about bringing back their own free agents. They want to bring back Tim Hardaway Jr., or do they want to bring back
Malik Beasley.
Malik Beasley.
There we go. 248-539.
Have you had your fun?
No, I think we can still get... If we're getting any texts on...
Trying to squeeze it out still?
Yeah, if we're getting any texts on Pistons trading for Yellowstone characters, we'll take them. In the meantime, speaking of trading, I mean, it's getting written, so we're going to talk about it, which wouldn't be a small move made by Detroit. And we will get to that today at 103 here on, or excuse me, 1103 on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.